Hello, good evening.
Hello. Hello. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What? Where from?
We're calling from Opinion Research, ma'am. It's mostly a survey about elections. For example, my first question to you would be, we would like to know, ma'am, is, well, do you or anybody in your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising? No?
No.
All right, ma'am. All right, as you're aware, ma'am, very few people actually vote. All right, and in a nonpartisan primary election for things like Miami-Dade County, Mayor and County Commission, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely going to vote?
Definitely.
Someone likely? Oh, okay. No problem, ma'am. Moving on. Which political party are you registered to, ma'am? Would you say
Republican?
Republican. All right. And what would you say is your main racial background?
Spanish. Hispanic.
Okay, ma'am. No problem. And moving on. Would you say your age is between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56
way
to
higher.
55, or over 65?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Over 65. Great, ma'am. You sound young. And we would like to know as well, ma'am, is generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
No, they're okay.
Okay, would you say right direction or wrong track, ma'am?
The right direction.
I understand. Well, from the following list, ma'am, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better, ma'am? For example, we have flooding, sea level rise, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, housing and property insurance costs. Any of those, ma'am?
Housing and insurance costs.
Oh, okay.
And the roads, the streets.
I understand, ma'am. All right. And although it is a nonpartisan election, ma'am, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate, probably going to vote for the Democratic candidate, you're going to lean slightly towards the Democratic candidate, or you're definitely going to vote for the Republican candidate, probably going to vote for the Republican candidate?
I'm definitely going to vote for a Republican candidate.
Candidate? Oh, okay, ma'am. No problem. I'm going to read to you a list of people, some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. For example, ma'am, I have Raquel Regalado. Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat favorable, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Cindy Lerner? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
No, I don't know her.
No problem. And Richard Poshnick, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Of who?
Richard Poshnick.
Don't know him either.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. We would like to know as well, ma'am. Well, you will now be asked just a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, ma'am, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say Daniela Levine Cava, Manny Seed, or Alexander Otola?
Who said the Republican?
Oh, it doesn't say, ma'am, but like I was telling you, would you be voting for Daniela Levine Cava, Manny Sid, or Alexander Otuala?
Alexander.
Okay. Would you say you're definitely voting for Alexander or probably voting for Alexander Otuala?
Probably.
Okay, ma'am. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnick?
Probably
Richard Regalado. Okay. All right, ma'am. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Definitely.
I understand. Well, generally speaking, ma'am, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government, ma'am?
I don't know. I have to study it more.
Okay. Well, on a different topic, ma'am, Mayor Daniela Levin Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure, improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes, what would be increased in Miami-Dade County homeowners? And, well, my question is, knowing this, I wanted to know if would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
A no? Would you say definitely vote no against it or probably no vote?
I don't want my taxes raised.
Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am.
Definitely not.
Definitely no. No problem. All right, ma'am, and I'm going to read to you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. I'll be very quick. I just want you to tell me if after hearing each, just tell me if that makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And also if it makes no difference.
Hurry up because I need to go.
Oh, okay, ma'am. I'll be quick. The first one says, Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. Does this make you more likely or less likely or no difference to vote for her?
No difference.
Okay. This one says, Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Does this make you more or less likely or no difference to vote for her?
No, it makes me more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Does that make you more or less likely or no difference to vote for her?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less likely, ma'am?
Less likely, much less likely.
Oh, much less likely. No problem. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Does this make you more or less likely or no difference to vote for her?
Less likely.
Did you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Some of the sites. Okay. And while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so that they can pay less in taxes. Does that make you more or less likely or no difference to vote for her, ma'am?
Much more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Oh, no, less likely.
Oh, okay. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right, and as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Does this make you more or less likely or no difference to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely, ma'am?
Much.
Much less likely. All right. Moving on quickly, ma'am. I'm going to read some statements about Raquel Regalado. I'll be quick. And after hearing each one, ma'am, again, I just want you to tell me if it makes you more likely, less likely to vote for her.
You
want to
know who I'm voting for, President?
I'm going to get to that question shortly, ma'am. Remember your opinion.
Okay, I have not read anything about the ballot or anything. That's why.
Oh. Okay.
I have not read anything at all.
Remember, these are just
I don't know about, I don't know the statements that you are talking about or anything because I really haven't looked into voting yet.
Okay, but remember, your opinion does count, ma'am. And like I told you, I'm going to read a series of statements. And after hearing each, just tell me if it makes you more or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado or if it makes no difference. I'll be quick, ma'am. We're almost done. So Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms now. As the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Does this make you more or less likely or no difference to vote for her, ma'am?
More likely.
Somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
All right. And currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Does this make you more or less likely or no difference to vote for her?
Less likely.
Okay. Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat less likely. Okay. As an elected official.
You're innocent until proven guilty.
I understand, ma'am. And as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Does that make you more or less likely or no difference to vote for her?
More likely.
Okay, then much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
And as the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, creating an autism decalc safety program with police and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. Does this make you more, less likely,
more
or
likely.
No
more
difference?
Likely.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Would you say much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Okay. And Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
More likely.
More likely? Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely, ma'am?
Somewhat.
All right. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Does this make you more likely, less
much
likely?
Much more likely.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner,
likely.
Regalado.
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely, ma'am?
Much more.
Mm-hmm. And as your county commissioner, Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Does this make
much
you
more
likely? Thank you, ma'am. And since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live a long-time resident. Okay, ma'am. Oh, we're almost reaching the end, ma'am. Don't worry. So, she has been on the county commission. Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
Much more likely.
Much more likely?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, I'm moving on to these last questions. Well, now taking into account everything that you just heard, ma'am, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, ma'am? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnik? Okay. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Probably.
Probably. All right. And prior to taking the survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado? Or do you follow her on social media, like Instagram or TikTok?
No, I have. I'm a grandmother.
Okay, ma'am. We're almost done. Thank you so far for your responses. Well, the following are a list of websites, ma'am, online newspapers, all right, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. I just want you to tell me if you follow the content regularly, all right, not regularly, or do not follow. For example, only in Dade, ma'am.
No, I don't follow. I don't follow anything.
Only in Dade? Would you say you follow regularly, do not follow? Only in Dade. No?
What?
Yes, ma'am. Remember, these are a list of websites.
No, I can't. I can't anymore. My grandchildren are leaving, and I need to say goodbye to them.
Oh, but we're almost done, ma'am. We're almost done. It's just a few more questions.
Hold on a
questions.
Second if you want to wait for me.
I'll wait for you. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. We're almost done, I promise. Thank you for your patience. Well,
the problem is that you make these things too long.
Oh, I understand, ma'am. But your opinion is really highly welcome, ma'am, and we're almost done.
Yeah,
so
but
I was...
you can ask for your opinion, but not so long.
Okay, ma'am. I'll take that into consideration, and we're almost done. The following are just a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. I just want you to tell me if you follow this content regularly or not regularly or do not follow. For example, Only Dade, ma'am, would you say you follow it regularly, you do not follow, or you follow it not regularly?
Dade? No, I don't follow it regularly.
What about FM radio? Would you follow it regularly, you follow
no,
it not regularly,
no,
or do not
no.
follow?
Mostly I just turned on the TV and I watch Fox News.
Oh, I was going to ask you about Miami's community news. Do you follow it regularly,
no.
not regularly, or do not
no,
follow?
No, very seldom, very seldom.
Okay, ma'am, what about local political blogs? Would you say you follow it regularly, not regularly, or do not follow?
No.
Do not follow, okay. Key Biscayne and the... Mm-hmm. Key Biscayne Independent, do you follow it regularly,
no,
not regularly,
never.
Or do not follow? Okay. AM talk or news radio, you follow it regularly,
no.
not regularly?
No.
All right. Local newspaper like the Miami Herald or Nuevo Herald, do you follow it regularly?
No,
not regularly?
They're too expensive already.
Oh, okay, ma'am. All right, and would you consider yourself or would you label yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, and what is the highest level of education you have completed?
A master's.
Great, ma'am. All right, and what would you say is your national ancestry?
Cuban.
Great, ma'am. And in your home, would you say you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some
mostly.
English?
Mostly.
Mostly speak Spanish.
Mostly
but from
Spanish.
Or was it? Okay, ma'am. No problem. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience and your time. Have a nice day, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Vote.